In today's show, I'll be sharing with you the four things that can spark the next Bitcoin bull cycle, and the Bitcoin dominance just reached its highest point since May of 2021. Also in today's show, Deutsche Bank reportedly applies for digital asset custody license, as well as Citadel and Fidelity-backed EDX crypto exchange has officially gone live. Quoting Preston Pish, I am sorry, but after watching BlackRock, Fidelity, Citadel, Schwab, and now Deutsche Bank all apply for Bitcoin ETFs, spot exchanges, etc., only a few days after the SEC drops a TRO on Binance and sues Coinbase, how can't you think this entire past year was a giant inside job coordinated between Wall Street parasites and government regulators so they could catch up? Also in today's show, Invest Answers reveals his $157,000 Bitcoin price prediction on September 19th, 2025. We'll also be discussing why Cathie Wood is bullish on Coinbase stock and believes that Bitcoin will still reach $1 million per coin. We'll also be discussing Max Kaiser's $1 million Bitcoin price prediction, as well as El Salvador becoming debt-free by 2030 with BTC. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. And welcome everyone just tuning in. This is pod episode number 1318. I'm your host, JV, and today is June 20th, 2023. If you're new to the show, make sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications so you get notified each and every single day I go live here on YouTube. And with that being shared, now let's dive into today's market watch. The market is pumping. I love to see this. Bitcoin up over 5.5% for the day, trading above $28,000 and leading the pack. We have Ether up almost 4%, trading just under $1,800, while BNB, Solana, and Cardano are also in the green, while XRP, one of the few, in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're above that $1.1 trillion mark with about $35 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance on the rise, according to CoinMarketCap, at 49.1%, but on the Bitcoin dominance chart, we're already past 50% as Bitcoin is about to make a 51% attack on the alts, and the ETH dominance is on the decline at 19.3%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Optimism up 16%, trading at $1.29, followed by Blockstax up 14%, trading at 67 cents, followed by Conflux up 10%, trading just under 20 cents. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, it looks like Blockstax leading the pack up 11%. We got KAS. Oh, and it just updated. Now some are up 16% and we have Optimism up 15.7% with the biggest loser Hex down 6.2%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're still stuck in neutral with a 49 for the day. Yesterday was the 47. Last week, a 45 in fear. And last month, a 52 neutral. So there you have it. How many of you are pretty ecstatic to take advantage of the recent dip when we corrected to 25,000? It seemed like the end of the world last week, but now things couldn't be more bullish as the Bitcoin price action continues to soar. And welcome to everyone just joining us in today's live show. Be sure to say hello in the live chat. Now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis. Check out the charts as well as the four things that can spark the next Bitcoin bull cycle to $40,000. First and foremost, the Bitcoin halving, which we all know is roughly only 10 months away. Bitcoin is up 276% since the previous halving in May of 2020. The market will likely be in an accumulation zone until the halving, according to analyst Lark Davis, who anticipates Bitcoin to test its record high of $69,000 in the next 18 to 24 months. Personally, I think we'll be testing that a lot sooner, but what are your thoughts? And one analyst even sees the price hitting $160,000 by April 2024, and quoting Glassnode Analytics, volatility, volumes, and realized values are at multi-year lows, indicating the Bitcoin investor apathy is firmly in play. However, under the surface, hodlers continue their classic slow and steady accumulation, with the halving now less than 1 year away. Where are all my long-term hodlers at? Make some noise in the comments below. The next bullish factor is the BlackRock Bitcoin ETF. That's right. The investment firm, which manages, I've heard, as high as $10.5 trillion in assets, has a near perfect ETF approval record with the SEC. The SEC's deadline to respond to the BlackRock app is around March of 2024, 1 month before the halving. An SEC approval may double Bitcoin's bullish prospects post-halving, analysts argued, quoting CryptoT, BlackRock understands the Bitcoin halving is less than a year away. New supply will decrease while demand continues to increase from worldwide hyperinflation. They are asset managers and need to capture Bitcoin's performance before their competitors do. Now for the next bullish factor as Bitcoin dominance continues on the rise. With the latest SEC crackdown on the crypto exchanges, Binance and Coinbase has left many top alts under stress, particularly those deemed unregistered securities. That has coincided with Bitcoin crypto market dominance crossing 50% for the first time in 2 years. In other words, capital is moving from the alts and into Bitcoin as the latter is not considered a security by the SEC. Therefore, Bitcoin may be seen as a safe bet when compared to the other 60 plus cryptos deemed securities by the regulator. And MicroStrategy co-founder Michael Saylor predicts this will push Bitcoin's market cap to a whopping 80% of the total crypto market cap in the coming years. Quoting Saylor here, regulatory clarity is going to drive Bitcoin adoption by eliminating the confusion and anxiety that has been holding back institutional investors. Bitcoin dominance will continue to grow as the crypto industry rationalizes around Bitcoin and goes mainstream. Send it. Cannot frickin' wait. I think it's likely to continue rising here personally. Now for the next bullish factor, is the Bitcoin price bull flag in play? That's right. Technicals show Bitcoin painting a clear bull flag pattern on its longer time frame, suggesting an upside continuation of its overall recovery rally. The bull flag gets resolved after the price breaks above its upper trend line and rises by as much as the height of the previous uptrend. As a result, Bitcoin bull flag targets come near 35.5, a level that was a strong support back in May of 2021 and May of 2022. Still, Bitcoin will need to close decisively above 35.5 to begin the bull cycle, given it would still be a lower high compared to the crypto's previous bear market peaks. And interestingly, and simultaneously to the bull flag pattern, the Bitcoin price action could be on the cusp of a breakout in its prevailing inverse head and shoulders pattern, as shown here in this chart. So there you have it. There's more than enough reasons to be bullish right now on the King Crypto, as I just broke down for you. And now let's break down the latest news with Deutsche Bank, and then followed by our latest story with Citadel and Fidelity launching their own crypto exchange, followed by Invest Answers' $157,000 Bitcoin price prediction in 2025, followed by Kathy Wood still believing Bitcoin likely to hit a milski, followed by Max Kaiser's $1 million price prediction, and then we'll dive into some live Q&A. So here we go. Germany's largest banking institution, I heard they control $1.4 trillion in assets under management, Deutsche Bank, reportedly applied for a digital asset custody license to the country financial regulator, the Federal Financial Supervisor Authority, or BaFin, in a bid to expand its revenue streams, as reported by Bloomberg. This comes after a similar shift from the bank's investment arm, DWS Group, and aims to expand on digital asset custody services, including cryptos. DWS Group previously indicated an interest in investing in two German crypto firms. Companies negotiating with DWS Group included Deutsche Digital Assets, a crypto exchange traded products provider and market maker, Tradius. The banking giant's corporate bank division first revealed plans to offer digital asset-related services back in 2020, but hadn't announced a timeline for introducing the services. Now on June 20th, Deutsche Bank's commercial banking unit head, David Lin, announced that the lender is building its digital asset and custody business and that it has applied for a license with the country's financial regulator. And while Deutsche Bank has been critical of Bitcoin and the crypto market's volatility over the past few years, its tone towards the industry altered back this year in 2023. In February, Deutsche Bank Singapore, in partnership with Memento Blockchain, successfully completed trials for a tokenized investment platform called Project DAMA, which stands for Digital Asset Management Access. Now, the digital asset fund was created with its own Soulbound token and launched a direct fiat to digital on-ramp for users. And separately, German securities processor Deutsche Bank also created a Bitcoin-focused platform called WP Next, specifically for retail customers. The new platform offers crypto accounts alongside bank clients, other accounts without requiring them to know any additional Know Your Customer processes. Now, Germany's banking institutions had maintained a distance from the crypto industry, citing its volatile nature and unpredictability. However, the stance appears to be changing this year as major banking institutions continue to explore the potential of adding digital asset-centered services for clients. So there you have it. I feel the Bitcoin game theory right now is in full effect, and adoption will likely continue from the institutional arms as we're witnessing right now. You know what I mean? In real time. And with that being shared, now for the latest between Citadel and Fidelity, backed EDX crypto exchange has officially gone live and pretty much under the radar. EDX is a new custodial crypto exchange which gone live and is ready executing orders for its clients. According to the Wall Street Journal, the company will make the official announcement about its operations later today on Tuesday. EDX is a company backed by some of the biggest players in Wall Street like Citadel Securities, Fidelity, and Schwab. Citadel Securities is the biggest market maker in the United States, while Citadel and Fidelity are large players in the brokerage industry. That's right, I heard Fidelity controls almost $5 trillion in assets under management. So these are the giants. EDX Markets is significantly different than other crypto exchanges like Coinbase and Binance. For one, it's offering crypto like Bitcoin, Ether, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash. It has avoided the thousands of crypto tokens that the SEC believes are financial securities. The other difference is that it is a non-custodial company, meaning it does not handle customer funds directly. Instead, it is a marketplace where people can buy and sell cryptos amongst themselves. And after agreeing, the company's technology facilities, facilitates the movement of funds. EDX also plans to launch a clearinghouse later this year. EDX is launching at a difficult time for the crypto market, with the SEC already suing companies like Coinbase and Binance, accusing them of offering illegal products in the United States. But at the same time, most cryptos are struggling to retest their all-time highs, which they hit back in 2021. So by using a non-custodial approach, EDX aims to avoid the risks associated with holding customer funds. It will also avoid risks of commingling customer funds, which played a part in the collapse of FTX. The SEC has accused Binance of commingling customer funds as well. And quoting Preston Pish regarding all of this drama and what's happening, he says, "I am sorry, but after watching BlackRock, Fidelity, Citadel, Schwab, and now Deutsche Bank all apply for Bitcoin ETFs, spot exchanges, etc., only a few days after the SEC drops a TRO on Binance and sues Coinbase, how can't you think this entire past year was a giant inside job coordinated between Wall Street parasites and government regulators so that they could catch up?" So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Preston Pish, and welcome to everyone joining the live show. Make sure to smash the subscribe and hit that bell icon. I greatly appreciate that. And now let's dive into our $157,000 Bitcoin price prediction on the specific date of September 19th, 2025. According to Invest Answers, let's break down this forecast. While he followed crypto strategists, predicts that the next halving event will cause Bitcoin to eventually hit six figures for the first time. The anonymous host of Invest Answers shares that based on historic price action, Bitcoin's next halving event, which is expected in April of 2024, roughly 10 months away, could ignite a more than year-long bull run. Let's go. He predicts Bitcoin will hit $157,279 on September 19th, 2025. Quoting him here, imagine a 15-16 month run. What happens if history repeats is the fun part. You got the September 19th, 2025 date, which could be the time of the new all-time high, which is a long way from today, ladies and gents, more than 2 years. But that price, if we do 2.27 times the previous all-time high, that could take us to $157,279, a theoretical target, of course. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. Now, Bitcoin soared after previous halving events, which we all know occurs every 4 years. Next year's Bitcoin halving event will reduce the amount of the new Bitcoin entering the market from 6.25 Bitcoin per block to 3.125 BTC per block. And according to the trader, his price target is September 2025, becomes more likely if there is an increased institutional adoption, which we're witnessing firsthand right now, such as if BlackRock succeeds in launching an exchange-traded fund after filing for approval last week. Quoting him again here, "Now, there are some things that are different this time around. Very important to stress. One, there's a lot more adoption, okay? There is not that much more supply, and the supply is going to be cramped. And if a big player, like we heard all last week about BlackRock, if they jump into the fray, that could make this $157,279 look very bullish. However, the investor warns that if macroeconomic conditions take an unexpected and severe turn for the worse, the halving event may only result in Bitcoin revisiting its previous all-time high," as he shares here. "But to balance things out, though, there is also a bear case. If things do get ugly on the macro global geopolitical front, I do believe, worst case scenario, we get back to $69,000, which is still very impressive from where we are today. So a little over 2 1/3 years from now, 3 years could should get us back to 69,000. And Bitcoin is trading just shy of 27,000 right now. In fact, we're actually back above 28,000. Hard to believe you could have bought it at 25,000 only 3 days ago. That's right. Take advantage of these dips while you still can, BTFD, and keep stacking them stats. And to watch this video forecast Invest Answers did, check the show notes below the video in the description. And what are your thoughts surrounding his very bold price prediction on that specific date? Let me know if you agree or disagree, and I'll be reading everyone's comments out loud at the end of the show. Now let's dive into Kathy Wood still believing Bitcoin is on track to hit $1 million per coin, followed by Max Kaiser's $1 million price prediction, and then we'll dive into some live Q&A. In an interview with Bloomberg, ARK Invest CEO and Chief Investment Officer Kathy Wood recently discussed why her flagship fund ARK Innovation is adding to its position in shares of Coinbase after the SEC sued Binance when a Coinbase's biggest competitors, ARK purchased nearly 330,000 shares of Coin on June 6, 2023, worth about $17 million at the time, according to a disclosure statement. Two other ETFs, ARK FinTech Innovation and ARK Next Generation Internet ETF, also added 35,000 shares worth $1.8 million and 54,000 shares worth $2.8 million, respectively. And across all three funds, ARK's average entry price is $272.75 to $282.93, with the firm's total position currently valued at $1.77 billion. And at this time, Coin is trading at $53.90. So needless to say, the fund is deeply in the red on this trade thus far. And as far as why she is still bullish, her reasoning boils down to this. The SEC enforcement will lead Coinbase to become the only game in town when it comes to crypto exchanges in the United States. Of course, this assumes that Coinbase will triumph in its own legal battles with the SEC. Now, Wood explained that she sees a difference in the accusations being brought against the two exchanges while both are facing lawsuits by the SEC over the alleged trading and staking of unregistered securities. Binance may also be facing more serious charges. That's right, criminal specific charges. Binance CEO CZ was faced with a civil enforcement action filed by the SEC for derivatives in March. The action alleges that CZ and three of the exchange affiliates violated the Commodity Exchange Act and several regulations of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. These type of allegations have nothing to do with Coinbase, according to Wood. Therefore, she believes that Coinbase will survive the storm and emerge victorious with its biggest competitor out of the picture. Now, it's hard to say whether or not Wood's conviction on Coin can be considered well justified. While some analysts share her view, others do not. Let me know your thoughts. Do you feel this was a smart buy? I think maybe they know something the rest of us don't, just like BlackRock partnering with Coinbase off of the back of the recent lawsuit against the SEC, which makes it very interesting, to say the least. Yeah, so let's get back to her $1 million price prediction, shall we? In her conversation with Bloomberg, Wood reiterated her view that Bitcoin is a hedge against inflation, yet she also notes that she sees deflation as a substantial risk moving forward. Despite this, she remains bullish to the Bitcoin price, holding firm on her $1 million price target. Now, Bitcoin experienced a golden cross back in February with the 50-day exponential moving average moving above the 200-day EMA. I also like to point out something which is worth sharing. Now, her base case for Bitcoin in 2030 is $600,000 per coin. Her bullish case, this is Kathy Wood specifically, is $1.48 million, and the average is roughly $1 million per coin. That's how she got to that price. So let me know if you agree or disagree with Kathy Wood. Now let's break down Max Kaiser's $1 million Bitcoin price prediction, and then when we're done wrapping up, we'll dive into some live Q&A. And massive shout out to Max Kaiser. Now, Max, the international journalist, Bitcoin Permable, and now the chairman of Volcano Energy, a sustainable mining company in El Salvador, believes that Bitcoin and mining adoption will help improve the Salvadoran economy. Kaiser emphasized that setting up mining operations like Volcano Energy, which will invest $1 billion into the country to produce green power from solar and wind sources for mining operations, will allow the nation to pay its debts fully. In an interview with Diario El Salvador, here's what Max shared. This country will be debt-free by 2030 with Bitcoin and geothermal. Bitcoin mining. Very bold prediction. I do believe this is going to come into fruition, so I am rooting for them. Now, furthermore, Kaiser profiled El Salvador as a worldwide center for Bitcoin mining, detailing that this development allows jobs to be generated in the area, raises the gross domestic product, and benefits the entire country. Now, Max moved to El Salvador with Stacey Herbert back in 2022 and now serves as an advisor to President Nayib Bukele and is sure that Bitcoin will become a significant reserve asset. El Salvador has a set of advantages compared to other countries. Max states that due to its crypto regulatory framework and green energy resources, El Salvador will develop a Bitcoin-derived industry. On this, he declared the following: countries around the world are beginning to accumulate and mine Bitcoin as a world of fiat money and central banks disintegrate. With the benefit of President Nayib Bukele's new laws, such as making Bitcoin legal tender, we have the ability to lead the world and arguably become the richest country in the world. El Salvador, let's go. Also, quite massive tax advantages for moving out there as well. Now, Kaiser has been a very vocal proponent of Bitcoin as a currency, declaring that all fiat currencies are going to zero compared to Bitcoin. And Max explained that Volcano Energy's market cap will grow to $50 billion, exceeding El Salvador's GDP, which is estimated to be worth roughly $29 billion. This growth will be powered by the rise of the price of Bitcoin to $1 million per coin, he says. He qualified this prediction as a mathematical certainty. So there you have it. Do you agree with Max that the Bitcoin price is mathematically guaranteed to hit $1 million by 2030? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is First and Foremost, a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And don't forget to check out cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.